This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Emotional Health and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mark Hoberman, author of Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity. He is also the owner of Grade Success Tutoring, which provides in-person and live online tutoring in all subjects, including ACT and SAT prep, college counseling, and educational consulting for parents. Mark, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're welcome. So tell us, for starters, what mindset does a person need to have in order to improve his or her health?
Well, basically, you know, it's just a willingness to learn, a willingness to know that if you don't know something, you have to put a yet after that. I don't know this yet. And to know that there's ways to learn. You have to have a willingness to always grow and to learn from others.
Now, how did you deal with your diagnosis of epilepsy as a teenager? Get into that a little, if you would.
I would say not well at the beginning, at the onset. I had just moved from the age of 16 from Yonkers, New York, with 3 weeks' notice to Florida, where I had a couple of cousins and relatives, but no friends to speak of at that time. So that was difficult and stressful as it is. And then within 3 months of being there, I was driving to college with my cousin Candace to visit her brother Mark, my other cousin. And I was in my 1997 Mustang, which is on the cover of the memoir. And I had a seizure in that car. And if we weren't going through a toll booth, I don't know that I'd be alive today because I was slowing down to begin with, but very incoherent. And then when I finally got the diagnosis, very tough. I mean, you know, I had bought the car. I was told I couldn't drive for 6 months unless I was seizure-free. It had a very big stigma attached to it. I didn't want people to know. And to be honest, you know, until I wrote the book and last year published it, 10 people in my life didn't know. I mean, I had relatives who read the book who couldn't believe it, and they said we never even knew. So I didn't deal well with it. I bounced back pretty well after the first couple of months and did some things to deal with it and learn more about it and make it so, you know, I'm very big on not letting your illness define you. You have to define it and grow with it. So in the beginning, not so good, but I was young and we didn't have the internet then and people you could talk to on social media. So it was quite difficult, but one day at a time.
And that certainly does speak volumes of who you are. And as a teenager going through something like that, I couldn't even imagine it. So really a congratulations and an inspiration already with what little time you spent with us here today on eHealth Radio. How have you improved your health over the years?
Well, unfortunately also I am a diabetic. Thank God I do not need insulin. I've been a diabetic for 9 years and I wasn't heavy to begin with. But had I not exercised and watched my diet and I went to a nutritionist also, the doctors know a lot about medication and whatnot, but I got all my information from a nutritionist on how to eat. And I research a lot. I read and I find out what other people do. And I don't just let it control me. I want to control my own destiny. You know, I do have it, but, you know, I've had friends who've been diagnosed 2 years ago. They're on insulin already. And I'm just on two pills. And so really always reading, you know, my health, it's not just physical to me. It's mental also. It's reading. And then the diet and the exercise, it's all part and parcel of the same thing. You have to, you know, holistically change your way of life.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Mark Hoberman, author of Search and Seizure, Overcoming Illness and Adversity, here on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Hoberman, what have you learned about the difference between emotional health and physical health?
It's interesting. I really don't think that there is a difference because, you know, people think if you have a psychosomatic illness, you have no illness. You can make yourself sick. You can be very nervous and make yourself have stomach problems and other kinds of issues. I think it's a symbiotic relationship. I think they're one and the same. I think that what my parents didn't realize, which is why I think this book is helpful to many parents and teens, is that it's not just the illness. It's dealing with the fact that you have the illness. It's side effects of medication that certain people are taking. And, you know, the emotional and physical, they have a very, very big impact on each other. So there is, I don't think there is a tremendous difference. I mean, people can certainly see a physical issue more usually than they can see an emotional issue. But I think it's a symbiotic relationship, and I think they are one and the same.
Most definitely. And lastly, how does your memoir resonate with teens and parents alike?
Well, I think that certainly, like, my parents, you know, handled things pretty well medically, but emotionally it was very tough for them. And I think that my mother gave me excellent advice, and she said, listen, you're a smart boy, you're good-looking, you're talented, you play music, and now you have epilepsy, and it's part of who you are, and it's going to keep you grounded, and you know, you're not alone, we're going to help you. And people now, you know, have to realize that they're not alone. When this crosses between teens and their parents, it's not just for epileptics. It's for people who are bullied. It's for people who have asthma. It's for people who have diabetes. It's any kind of struggle. There's so many emotional struggles and stressful situations that teens undergo now. And I think this resonates with teens and parents because it shows that they need a good support system, and that the support system starts with the family. Then it goes outside to doctors, therapists, friends, relatives. But you really need to work together, and it's got to be a real unified family unit to make a commitment to work through things together, to be able to lean on each other. So I think that's what's had the greatest impact on the readers.
Well, Mr. Hoberman, where can our listeners find out more about you, your book, your tutoring services, and how could they be in touch accordingly?
Okay, my website is GradeSuccess, GradeSuccess.com. So GradeSuccess.com. We do online tutoring, too. You could be, you know, 10,000 miles away. We can do tutoring in all subjects. We do college counseling and educational consulting for parents and students. And there's also a link to my author site on the GradeSuccess.com site. And they can certainly go there and get in touch and email us or call us at any time.
Well, Mr. Hoberman, we certainly do appreciate your time. Certainly inspirational for the listeners, and we look forward to possibly having you back with us once again right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great evening.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Hoberman, author of Search and Seizure Overcoming Illness and Adversity. He's also the owner of Grade Success Tutoring, which provides in-person and live online tutoring in all subjects, including ACT and SAT prep, college counseling, and educational consulting for parents. And for more information and for contact, simply visit GradeSuccess.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Emotional Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.